I heard a story told one time about James Dillon, who was a TD and I believe a minister for agriculture, and by all accounts was a very good speaker and very clever in his use of words. And he was giving a speech, and as was not unusual at the time, he was being heckled by somebody in the crowd. The person was trying to intimidate him, trying to throw him off what he was saying. And Dillon was ignoring this person as best he could, but the heckles were getting louder and more intense. And the man's particular grievance was he felt that Dillon shouldn't be Minister for Agriculture, that he didn't understand anything about animals or farming. So he shouted up at him, "How many toes has a pig?" And Dillon kept speaking. And the man roared again, "Come on, Minister for Agriculture, if you know anything, you should know that. How many toes has a pig?" And eventually Dillon looked up and he says to the man, "Take off your shoe and count." The heckler, I suppose, in the crowd is that person who tries to put you off the message you're seeking to deliver. And that image of the heckler comes to mind today with this lawyer in the crowd who asks a question, we're told, to disconcert Jesus. He didn't ask a question to get an answer, really. He didn't ask a question because there was something he wanted to find out. He asked a question because he thought it would throw Jesus off his stride. "What must I do," he says, "to inherit eternal life?" You can almost hear the sarcasm in it. And like Dillon, Jesus turns to him and he says, "What do you read in the law? If you're a lawyer, if you've read the scriptures, if you've read the books, what have you read?" And the man was able to give him the answer word for word. "You must love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He had the textbook answer, but there was something missing. There was something missing because he had understood the law, but he hadn't really interpreted it. He had heard the words, but he hadn't made them his own. And then Jesus is asked by the man, "Who's my neighbor?" And it leads us to that great story of the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan, one with which we're all very familiar. Many years ago, I watched a television series called The West Wing. It ran for a good number of series, and it was a good drama. It featured a fictional president called President Bartlett. He was, and most of the storyline was centered in the White House in the West Wing. And you got to know him and got to know the way he thought and got to know the staff. His chief of staff was a man called Leo McGarry. There was another younger man working with him called Josh Lynam, and President Bartlett had a great time for this man, regarded him and referred to him in one episode as being almost like his son. But in one particular episode, Lynam becomes the centre of the storyline. He loses his temper at a meeting in the White House, in the Oval Office, and he challenges the president, and he's put out of the meeting. And he has his hand cut. And when he's asked what happened to his hand, he said he was having a drink, and he left the glass down clumsily, and it smashed, and he cut his hand on a piece of the glass. But somehow they don't believe him, and the episode features on him meeting a psychologist in the White House who's trying to get to the bottom of what's going on in Lynam's mind, why he lost his temper, why he displayed this side of himself that was out of character. And Lynam keeps insisting that he broke a glass and cut his hand on it. But eventually he admits that he was in temper, he was frustrated, and he put his hand out through a plate glass window in his apartment. And he cut his hand on that glass. And the final scene of that particular episode is Lynam meeting his superior, Leo McGarry, who hired him and had the authority to fire him. And I think that's what Lynam was expecting. And he admitted to McGarry that he hadn't cut his hand on this glass, that he had in fact put his hand out through a window in temper. And he awaited his fate. And then McGarry taught him this story, a story based on the one we've just read. He said to him, a man was walking down the road and he fell into a deep hole. And he screamed for help. And a doctor came by and the doctor looked down into the hole and the man says, "Listen, I'm stuck down here. I have no way of getting out. I don't know how to get out. Can you please help me?" And the doctor took out a pen and paper and scribbled out a prescription and dropped it into the hole and walked off. And a while afterwards, a priest came by, and the priest looked into the hole. The man shut up. "Father," he said, "I'm stranded down here. I don't know how to get out. Will you please help me?" And the priest took out a prayer book, and he said a prayer over the man, and he gave him a blessing, and he walked on. And a while afterwards, another man came, and he looked into the hole, and the man shut up. He said, "Please help me. I'm stranded. I don't know how to get out of here. Will you please help me?" And then the man jumped into the hole with him. And the man who was already there says, "What did you do that for? Now we're both down here. Now we're both stranded. We're both stuck." And the other man says, "I know that," he said, "but I've been in this hole before, and I know the way out." What McGarry finished up by saying to Lynam was, "As long as I have a job, you have one." What he was really saying to him was, "I know where you're coming from today. I know what it is to be out of control. I know what it is to be confused." And I think that really is the story of the Good Samaritan. That's why the man went to help the one who was on the side of the road, because somehow he had experienced it himself. Somehow he knew what it was to be confused himself. He knew what it was to be left on the side of the road himself. And he knew what it was to depend on someone stopping to give him a hand. That is really the message, I believe, of our gospel this weekend. The Lord is saying to you and me, have a heart for the person on the side of the road. And the real way you can have a heart for them, the real way you can understand what they're going through, is to remember a time when you were there yourself, because few of us, if indeed any of us, haven't been on that side of that road at some stage or another. And Jesus' final words to the lawyer who asked the question to disconcert him was, "Go and do the same yourself." And I suppose 2,000 years later, I can't say it any better to you and to me this morning. Go, let us go and do the same ourselves.